Now to a look at the legal situation surrounding President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan. He fielded a question last week outside the White House about a memo that Governor Tony Evers sent to state workers last month.
The memo contained guidance on how to respond to immigration enforcement if agents were to show up at state offices. Here's Homan. This audio is from C-SPAN.
Wait to see what's coming.
Any updates on the military?
I meant what I said. You cannot support what we're doing. And you can support sanctuary cities, that's what you want to do. But if you cross that line of impediment or knowingly harboring, concealing illegal alien, that is a felony. And we're treating that such.
In response, Governor Evers published a 3-minute video to Wisconsinites on Friday about what he described as chilling threats. Here's some of what Evers had to say.
I haven't broken the law, I haven't committed a crime, and I've never encouraged or directed anyone to break any laws or commit any crimes. But when President Trump's hand-picked appointee, Tom Homan, was asked about me and this guidance after he apparently threatened to arrest elected officials across the country, he said, wait till you see what's coming.
To discuss these tensions and how Wisconsin has become a focal point of federal immigration policy in recent days, we turn to Tim Muth, senior staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. Tim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
What exactly did this memo say to get the attention of President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan?
Well, I really wonder if he's even read the memo, because the memo's pretty unexciting, frankly. It simply tells state of Wisconsin employees that if someone shows up, if immigration officials show up at a state office, they should ask them to identify themselves, to provide any warrant or other information that they have, and to contact the state of Wisconsin's lawyers to help them interpret how they should respond to the immigration officials who show up at the office. Simply complying with Wisconsin law and with the Fourth Amendment.
Is it unusual in any way for a sitting governor to send a memo like this to throngs of state workers?
Well, it came out from the Department of Administration, not so much from the governor himself. And, you know, there are lots of questions being asked by people about what are our responsibilities. And so for the governor or the Department of Administration to answer those questions, I don't think is unusual.
Governor Evers had already been criticized by Republicans here in Wisconsin who believe this memo encourages state employees to break federal law by obstructing ICE agents. And we heard Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calling it a, quote, new low for Tony Evers. What are their arguments?
Well, their arguments seem to be that whatever the Trump administration and ICE agents ask for, they should get, regardless of whether or not it violates Wisconsin law or it violates the Fourth Amendment. And so if you think about all the information that our state agencies have, they have personal information about our health and medical care, about our education, about our finances and our taxes. And Wisconsin law requires that our state agencies protect our personal information. And so this memo is really just re-emphasizing that and asking ICE to comply with the requirements of Wisconsin law and the Fourth Amendment before information gets turned over. If ICE is complying with the laws, they shouldn't have any problem getting information that they are entitled to get. So the arguments from the Republicans that this is somehow blocking ICE activity, all it's blocking is ICE activity that doesn't comply with Wisconsin law or the Fourth Amendment.
I want to pull apart the words for a moment. you know, wait and see what's coming. It's a phrase that Border Czar Tom Holman had used just beforehand to talk about the possibility of arresting local leaders of sanctuary cities. And Evers interpreting these words to amount to a threat. What do you hear in Holman's rhetoric?
Well, Tom Holman has expressed before that he finds that, you know, people asserting their rights gets in the way of the mass deportation plan that the Trump administration has. And so these threats and intimidation toward local officials, state officials, is nothing new from Tom Holman and the Trump administration. And I think it's connected to the recent executive order signed by President Trump that threatens significant reductions of federal funding to any local government that they believe is enacting what they call sanctuary policies. It's all part of a pattern of executive overreach attempting to get state and local officials to be in lockstep with the mass deportation efforts of the Trump administration.
We are looking into Governor Tony Evers' clash with Border Czar Tom Holman and how Wisconsin is increasingly becoming a focus of federal immigration policy. Tim Muth is here, senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Wisconsin. Tim, this all happened just a week after Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested and charged with two federal counts of impeding immigration enforcement. And Holman used the same term to talk about Evers, calling it the line of impediment, referring to obstructing ICE. What is that line legally?
There are federal statutes about hiding people or helping them evade arrest. And that is the federal statute that Tom Holman is talking about enforcing. But it is not a violation of the harboring statute to insist that ICE agents comply with the law, that ICE agents have warrants at enabling them to get information or to arrest people. It's not a violation of that statute to say that we are not going to voluntarily turn over information that we are not required to turn over. And there seems to be this belief on the part of the Trump administration that unless you are doing everything we ask, even things that you are not legally required to do, then you are obstructing and getting in and violating the law. And that's simply not the case.
So if securing a lawyer is considered impeding federal law, could that be setting a dangerous precedent?
Well, calling a lawyer and getting advice about how to respond to a warrant is not illegal. And to the extent Tom Holman is claiming that that is some way obstruction, he is simply misinterpreting and intimidating state and local officials in a way that we should all be concerned about.
To take a step back here for a moment, how might this kind of enforcement at the federal level or this politicization of the law, how could that affect sanctuary cities in this moment?
You know, I think what we are seeing, especially with the threat to reduce or eliminate federal funding toward cities that don't cooperate. And we should be clear, there is no definition of what is a sanctuary city. That's not a legal term that exists anywhere in the law. It's just a label that is being applied to places where local officials have decided we have more important uses for our resources in fighting crime, in serving victims of crime, in serving our communities, than being in lockstep with the deportation machine. And so these threats of against sanctuary cities are really the federal government wanting to say, we're going to decide what you need to do, and really rejecting local control over resources.
You know, Tim, we see grandstanding in politics right now. We see this inflammatory rhetoric, and we see it especially online as well. But what could happen to Governor Evers if the Trump administration sees this through?
Well, the memo that was sent out, I am confident will never be by itself the basis for any kind of criminal prosecution. If state employees are following what is set out in that memo, that cannot be a basis, and no, I don't believe any judge would allow to continue an attempt to prosecute Governor Evers or members of his administration just based on this memo.
So you see it would be thrown out of court pretty expeditiously. Okay.
Very quickly.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for the invitation.
That is Tim Muth, senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Wisconsin, and we've been talking about this dispute between Governor Evers and President Trump's border czar Tom Homan over how state and local officials should respond to immigration enforcement and what constitutes obstruction of justice.